The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, March 9th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on all podcast platforms 3 days after the show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of Nature's Pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, PhD of the Waffle House and probably other eating establishments. Yeah. I would probably get a list of those and then I could talk bad about the food that they serve. There is Clint Powell.
Yeah, it's Merv's. Home Folks in Saudi, used to be Jenkins. Jenkins Restaurant in East Ridge used to be that place. They're closed now.
Yeah, so, but there's a Mexican there.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm just saying. You asked me my site. Oh, yeah, it was Merv's. Yeah. It was Home Folks. Yeah. It was Jenkins. I had my stops. Shuford's Barbecue. So yeah, I had my weeklies.
That's why the decline happened early.
Thanks for pointing that out. It's really hard to look at you, though, when I'm looking at these cameras we got as Sean's put in the studio. I want to see myself, but I can't look fast enough to catch me on the camera. I think I got dizzy doing that.
What is it Muhammad Ali used to say about something?
You turn the light off and be in bed before it gets dark.
There you go.
Come on now.
Oh, buddy.
How fast are you? Turn the light off and be in bed before it gets dark, baby.
Hey, talking about restaurants, I have my little kind of restaurant review because I am a man who eats out a lot. Yep. And I'm also very particular about the foods that I eat, kind of more the macros more than I am the quality, because you can only get so much quality at restaurants. And I really feel the macros, which are the ratio of protein, fats, and carbs, are more important as the first line defense, and then cleanliness is second. But I go to Epicurean at least every other Tuesday. Do you eat at Epicurean very much?
I have eaten there a bunch. I haven't been there in probably a year, but I love it. I grew up there eating.
Yeah, it is heaven's waiting room, no doubt. I am the youngest man there, and it is makes me feel like a teenager because most are easily in their 80s. But here's what they had on Tuesday. Okay. Here's what they have every Tuesday because they have, it's locally owned. Been owned for, 50 years,
4,222 years.
Yeah. Just the fresh vegetables is what I'm going to talk about. Baked potato, mashed potatoes, green beans, white beans, squash casserole, coleslaw, stewed prunes. Of course, stewed prunes because of the group of people who go. Right. Cottage cheese, pickled beets, baked apples. And then the thing I get on entree every single Tuesday for probably the past 15 years is the baked trout. It is unlike any I've ever had. It isn't like a seafood place, but the baked trout just sits well with me. I'm just very happy with them.
Good.
And just hardworking people. And I just love the fact that they're still there. I remember eating across the street at Edson's.
I was going to say, those restaurants are... Yep. I made a comment the other day on my Facebook page. Name some restaurants you missed. And I had like 130 comments. Uh-huh. And Edson's made it on a couple of times, of course, with Burger House in East Ridge. But uh-huh. Edson's is one of them, and that's where we'd go there. Mm-hmm. You know, back when I grew up, it was Edson's. You had Epicurean that was coming on, but you also had Little Athens before it moved over and became
Bingo.
Acropolis.
Yes. The other that I ate at today, which I had failed to eat at for the past 8 months, which I think offers a very good variety, is Mongolian in Brainerd Village.
Golly, I forget. Well, people forget about that place.
You do. I did.
They've been there a long time. Mm-hmm. My son, let me tell you this, they lose money on him. Don't make money on some people, but when we go there, my son goes through now. That plate is.
Well, tell him how it works in there.
We get a bowl, just like you can go through and you can pick your rice and vegetables and the broccolis and the carrots and all the stuff you would love on the I guess it's got the oriental side of the food, but then you have your proteins. You've got chicken and shrimp and steak and seasoned steak, and it's unbelievable. Crab. There's everything mm-hmm. in there. And then you take it over. That's when you pick your rice or your noodles. They cook it on that big round stovetop back there, one at a time. You put your sauces on it. Ugh.
That is how it works. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that you choose everything, because no restaurant has all things healthy. I'm going to...
Way to go, Ed.
I'm going to empower people with right decision-making, with wisdom and knowledge.
Okay.
And the reason I have that wisdom and knowledge is because I've been a... astute observer of what food does to me since I was about 19.
You are astute.
Astute. Yeah. That's a big word. And I'm now using the latest technology to figure out which foods are my friends and which ones are my enemy. Like I said earlier, I have now realized after 46 years of counseling tens of thousands and thousands of people, watching their health go up, watching their health go down, watching them go to the casket in between, I feel very clear that I know what can help us to age gracefully and to stay strong with food, exercise, and other components. Now, the reason I'm saying this, and I'm going to mention this in the third segment of Vital Health Radio, is I now am wearing a continuous glucose monitor.
I can't wait to hear about
this. And I want to give you I'm on day 10 right now, and I have gotten some jewels of wisdom that I had no clue about.
Good.
And I want to talk about that in the third segment that will help other people who don't even have one of these monitors. One other restaurant, and I do use the Abseed Oil Scout because I do feel very passionate and strong that seed oils are at the root of probably one of the most damaging foods that we can eat. What is it? It is vegetable oils. It's canola. It's safflower. It's sunflower. The cardiologist, American Heart Association, thinks it's absolutely insanity what I and many people are saying about seed oils. However, seed oils stay in the body 6 to 7 years. They damage the endothelial layer. They increase cardiovascular disease. And I think they do everything from damaging the capillaries, which then we're talking eye health, we're talking poor wound healing. Who knows, we could even be talking about hearing loss, which today we're going to talk about.
The science isn't backing that up, or the science does back that up?
It does, but there's not. It is like turning the Titanic. So even though there's very good amounts of science, it's like back in the 50s and 60s, you had an ulcer, you drank milk. Well, they did that for 20 years, so they realized that milk actually makes ulcers worse.
Well, you think about that, butter versus sugar. Remember, in the sugar, it was all, sugar was fine, it was fat. Mm-hmm. Fat was the problem.
Yes.
And then it became, then sugar's the way. So the to your point, turning around an opinion can take a while.
Yes, it can. It gets ingrained in all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't in my industry also. The Seed Oil Scout, though, is the app that I recommend for determining which restaurants have actually kind of reached up to the new plateau of knowledge, and one of them is Steak and Shake.
I know. We
and
talked about
I did not realize
this.
It because you looked up on there and found out that Popeyes also uses tallow mm-hmm. instead of these damaging vegetable oils for their French fries. I haven't had French fries probably in 30 years, but I will be going to Steak and Shake one time under a video because we're now hitting 1.5 million views a week
really?
On our social media platform. And people are very appreciative of the information of empowering them for their health.
Real quick, I want you to finish, but one of the things I think they like about it is we get told all the time what not to do, mm-hmm. but we're not given alternatives.
There you go.
Don't eat sugar. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the alternative? Don't eat seed oils. Okay. Don't eat this fast food. Well, I'm fine, but you're running. You're all you're telling me is what my options aren't, and I got a life to live. Tell me
Bingo.
What I should do. So back to you, sir.
Yeah. It's like running you off the interstate because the road is blocked with a detour, but then they don't even tell you where to go when
That's
you get
right.
off
you
the
get
interstate.
Lost. You're like, well, now I'm just sitting here. I have no options.
One of the restaurants that is, it says, dine cautiously is the Rain Thai. I like Rain Thai.
I do, too.
Now, you can choose foods that they probably won't use oils in, and that's what I do if I have to go to those places. Now, there's a place, and you tell me, in fact, it just came to me where this place is, Chuy's on Gun Barrel Road, spelled C-H-U-Y-S.
I've heard of it, and I can't put it
in
my head.
Kind of a Tex-Mex place.
Yeah.
It is dine shamefully is because they only, and they actually are proud of this, they only use soybean oil in every single food that is a seed oil. Wow. That is a seed oil. So again, if you want to be more empowered, which hopefully you do, if you're listening to this, you probably do, the app Seed Oil Scout is monitoring a lot of restaurants all over the United States so that we can kind of make better choices. We are going to be having a class at Nutrition World on Saturday, March 15th from 10 to 12 on gluten-free cooking. This lady is beyond fabulous. We sell several of her foods that are gluten-free, like a pizza crust and a few others. And she's going to be teaching a class because it is a art to make gluten-free foods. And I think I mentioned last time, Clint, you know, 12 years ago, gluten-free foods were one step from cardboard. And they
Absolutely. Are good.
And now they're pretty dang good.
I ate a pizza the other day at Pizza Brothers, and it was like, would you like it? Because I've been in there a bunch.
Yeah.
And they go, you get that gluten-free, don't you? I'm like, no, I get the small pizza. That she goes, yeah, that's the gluten-free one. I was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, well, then fine. I'll take the gluten-free personal pizza.
I had no idea that they had gluten-free.
I didn't either. But well, it's a good one.
So you didn't even know it was gluten-free?
No. Okay. I've been ordering it for a year. I had no idea.
We are having a second class at Nutrition World on March 29th. It's medicinal mushroom called Master Class. It's going to be a deep dive from an expert, Michelle Rigling, on the power of medicinal mushrooms. They're always underestimated. I can tell you with a lot of experience, when people come in, they're doing chemo, they have low white blood cell counts. If they'll take 6 to 8 of the therapeutic combination of the reishis, shiitakes, turkey tails in a brand that is quality, that of course is the only thing we would offer at Nutrition World, they will within 48 hours see a rise in white blood cells.
Wow.
So it is pretty powerful medicine, and like cordyceps for breathing. Anytime I've had 6 COVID cases myself, and cordyceps have helped me on most of those. And in the gym, cordyceps helps me pretty immensely. Now this one on Instagram, Katie did a great video that probably you're going to be very interested in, Clint.
I cannot wait.
I don't know if you saw what Katie did. Katie's my daughter, mm-hmm. and she did this wonderful video where she actually baked lactation brownies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. That's a thing.
I kind of caught him there for a second.
No, it's a thing, man. That's a definite thing.
There you go.
It is absolutely something to do with your
thing.
Your life.
Okay.
Yes. Way to go, Katie.
It is, but I tell you, for the people who are in that little subcategory,
yes,
it is miraculous because she used these, and women have bought the recipe for this or the ingredients, and there's zero doubt. I mean, it's either yes or no, and this is a yes in most cases. Again, getting outside the kind of the locked in prison of traditional thinking with health is so important because we have these jewels like lactation brownies. We need to come up with a brownie for Clint for some of his disorders.
Yeah, I didn't know where you're going with that one, but let's just move on.
Move on? Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
It is time to take a break. There we go.
I cannot picture a better time on the planet for a break.
When we come back, you know you'll be getting more and more of what you came here to get, which is empowering information that is reliable. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week for 7 years. Well, we have something that's near and dear to my heart today, which is, again, I don't like to use the word hacking our system, even though Clint and I did a podcast, or Clint had a podcast on, with myself and Josh and Matt on 18 to 80 podcast, mm-hmm. which has to do with, you know, a lot of tips to help us to age gracefully, be stronger, things that you don't hear out of the normal conversations that people who have lived the life maybe can share. And one of those is some personal experience of myself, and that is being almost 68 years old, somewhere I don't remember for sure, but probably about 55 to 57 years old. I started getting hearing myself say, huh? And also hearing people talk and not getting clarity of exactly the sentences that they said. And people kept saying, I don't know. I don't think you can. You might need to check your hearing. A couple people who I cared about said that. I denied it. Took probably 2 years of denial. And because I had seen Johnson Audiology at, I think, Best of the Best, and just happened to hear ads because I didn't watch TV, but hearing ads, I thought I might as well get my hearing checked, because I did a hearing check on my iPad with my headphones, and it already looked like, oops, I am suffering some hearing loss. That was just a free app that you get on there. And so I went, they did a complete hearing test, and I would not say severe, but I certainly had modest decline of hearing in both ears. Okay, well, I guess it's time that I could say that I have turned the corner to being a true senior citizen at that moment. And for a guy that's, you know, kind of not macho, but a guy that's, you know, not going to ever fall apart, get weak, or get, you know, get old. Well, that's one of the realities of life. I can't take any nutrient to make my hearing go bad. I can't work out in the gym to make something change on my hearing. So I decided to get one hearing aid. Just didn't want to spend the money for the second one. Even the one was life-changing for me. Now I have two hearing aids, and it is amazing. But I'm not here to talk about my quality of life as far as hearing, even though it is serving me so well. It's truly about, and we're going to talk with Jan Hollingsworth from Johnson Audiology. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. What I want to talk about, and I've studied this because I read constantly about, why does the body decline? Because traditional medicine does not look for the why. They look for the symptoms to treat, and sometimes that's okay, but I want to know the whys. So why are we losing cognitive function? Why are we losing balance? Why are we losing different systems? And come to find out, hearing loss is part of that declining process, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
How does that work?
So you mentioned two different things. You mentioned the sense of balance that we get as mm-hmm. part of our hearing system in general. You know, most of us think of hearing as being able to understand speech, hear the sounds around us. But also within our inner ear is our sense of balance, our vestibular system. And so as your hearing declines, that also affects your sense of balance. And then people, you know, become susceptible to falling. When falling happens, that can be a very downhill, slippery slope. Mm. So balance, I mentioned, because many people don't think of that one in relation to hearing. But also with hearing, we have a lot of evidence now, a lot of research that has been done over the last 20 years that points to correlations between hearing loss and cognitive decline. You know, if you think about it, if there are sections of our brain that are not being stimulated because sound is not not reaching it because of the issues with the infrastructure of the ear, mm-hmm. then those areas of the brain are going to atrophy. Again, some great research that's come out of recently the University of Colorado at Boulder. They have a brain research laboratory there, and they do a lot that looks specifically at hearing. And we know now that when your sense of hearing is compromised and your temporal lobe, your auditory cortex located in the temporal lobes of your brain, are not receiving sound input, your frontal lobe, which is the boss of the brain, will actually recruit other parts of the brain called cross-modal recruitment to be able to make up for that loss that's happening because of hearing loss. It'll actually bring in the occipital lobe, for instance.
Is it a... Does that hurt the other? In other words, is there a capacity issue there where if it's drawing from one, then it reduces the capacity of the other part of the brain?
Yes, oh, okay. Exactly.
That's such a smart exactly. question you just asked, Clint.
Well, I have to turn impressed. On my dumb switch to come in here. I've got a smart switch. When I've got really good guests like this, okay. I just flip it back on. I can't do it for long. Some sort of lobe overheats, but anyway.
Right. Lobe overheats. Yeah. Hey, I got it. You know, I read every morning everything about my passion of life, nutrition and health, longevity. This morning, it came across my reading about how hearing impairment is linked to Parkinson's disease risk. Mm-hmm. And it was a study done with 159,000 individuals. And it actually is linking now the lack of hearing to potentially Parkinson's. Obviously, your explanation to me at my level, your explanation would make total sense because we're losing... and we're having to recruit from other parts of the brain. Well, just think of parts of that brain that's creating dopamine, that creates the muscle work. Well, maybe it's taking from that part of the strength of the brain where now it can't do its other parts. So I know that when I went, it was easy. It was quick. I went into this room. Of course, if you've never had it done in a professional manner, it is amazing how quiet this room is where you get tested. And you just pretty much hit a button every time you hear a beep or you hear something. Have you ever had your hearing?
It's been a long time, but I've had it done. That was when I said a quick question, but I don't want to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
So I know that there's the physical component, and it kind of makes sense. But I think one of the things, because I've got family members that have hearing issues, and I know it's really bad for veterans, too, who have been through some stuff. But it also becomes a lonely world, which can you don't ever see that part of. You know, that's not a physical test. All of us, you know, you can't test the lobes for that kind of stuff. It's mm-hmm. you become like almost living in a silo, and it can change personalities.
Absolutely,
and it just your joy can kind of leave because the sound of people around you that you used to be able to choose when to engage and when not to, mm-hmm. you don't have that option anymore. So you just start getting quiet,
right?
Or you exactly. start getting mad.
Right.
Mad. That's what I would get. I'd get aggravated in crowds because, it's just, what did you say? I heard three of the seven words and I can't really complete it.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're coming in on the second part of a conversation yes. and they go, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And they're like, and then you get embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're seeing all this.
Mm-hmm.
How does that play out in your world? And what is the response when people start realizing there's options other than just learning new cuss words?
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
And shaking your head up.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you touched on that, because the social isolation, the anxiety, depression, frustration, anger, you know, all of those are symptoms that we see coming out of hearing loss. Mm-hmm. That many people are not attributing in the right place.
Mm.
To answer your question, yes, we see that all the time. And it's interesting to us, though, how many people are still resistant to dealing with hearing loss, thinking that it is just a natural byproduct of aging rather than something that we can do something about.
But it is natural. Doesn't mean you should. A lot of things are natural.
Right. Yeah. Although we do have a hearing epidemic now. We live in a very noisy world.
These right here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because that was going to be my next follow-up question. Do you see, I've got other friends in the medical industry in different fields. They are starting to see signs of different physical abnormalities that were younger.
Yes.
Like, we didn't see that until people were 40s or 50s or 80s. Now we're sitting in their 20s and 30s.
Exactly.
Especially around hormones and stuff like that. But these earpieces,
mm-hmm. Right?
Really,
and yeah. I think we have a lacking of silence in our life.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about our old days and of life, decades ago, how much quiet time we probably
had to practice that silence. What do you think about the hearing stuff, the earpiece stuff?
I mean, anything that you put right against your eardrum, of course, it's all about the decibel level and the duration of decibel level.
Uh-oh.
Using things next to your eardrum is not in and of itself a bad thing, mm-hmm. as long as you're looking at the volume level. And that's what I think we see a lot of these days.
But it's ZZ Top.
I know.
But
exactly.
You know, but it's Van Halen. Come on, you got to crank it.
And that's why we're seeing the epidemic now, basically with the baby boomers, where music got loud.
Well, we're just standing in front of the speakers. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
And
right.
I want to say one thing. I don't want us to run out of time. The one comment, the negative comments that I hear from people, and I counsel a lot of people. We do 400 customers a day at the store. They set up appointments with me. I also run the whole operation, so I'm very busy. But, you know, the people who only wear hearing aids part time will never be satisfied. Am I saying something right?
Your brain wants to hear 24/7.
Okay.
And kind of back to your point, too, about you started with one hearing aid. We have two ears for a reason. That's what allows us to locate sound. Mm-hmm. That's what pinpoints sound for us, is having one on each side of our head.
So when they say, I just don't like my hearing aids, and I ask the question, how often do you wear them? Well, I put them in sometimes. Well, that mm-hmm. always tells me they are not committed. There's not a minute in from the time my feet hit my bed until the time my feet go to bed, these hearing aids are in there. And I love the fact that I can talk on the phone on one of my hearing aids, and I can listen to my YouTube and other things. I'm very cautious of the volume. I never have it too high. And you guys at Johnson Audiology, I love levels of business that doesn't have incompetence. I love levels of business that have efficiency. And you guys have been just stellar on every single component. You know, you have a choice of hearing aids. You don't have to buy the Cadillac version, but I know that you know, people have to do what they have to do, but I would trust you with anyone I would ever send for hearing aids. They're going to go to Johnson Audiology, and I don't get paid for saying this. You know that.
Can I ask a quick question before we run out of time? One of the questions I was going to ask about technology.
Mm-hmm.
The hearing aids used to be all or nothing.
Yes.
Turn them on, turn them off.
They were amplifiers.
Well, my dad wears hearing aids, and so he still gets a little frustrated, but because there's background noise, there's people that are close to you. But it's way better now. So if you've tried hearing aids 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's not your grandfather's hearing aids.
It is amazing how much the technology has come along with, just the technology revolution we've had in general.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing aids have certainly benefited from that process as well. And they are like wearing tiny computers on your ears now. Mm. They're adjusting in microseconds to the type of listening environment that you're in. So if we're in this situation, it's going to be doing one thing. If you walk outside where it's traffic going by, it's going to do another thing.
Are they better at blocking out the background noise now where I can hear?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And I get to choose if I'm in a restaurant, I can hit a button. and it changes it. And I was just taught last time I went by your great gentleman there. Mm-hmm.
Christian?
Yes. In regard to if I want to have it just who I'm talking to, it can be this direction instead of this direction. Mm-hmm. And I'm big about EMS, electromagnetic fields. They put out such teeny amounts that I have zero concerns about these hearing aids. You know, I do get the only time I take them out is when I go in the sauna mm-hmm. at the gym.
Yes.
And the other day I went in there and it was like, oh my gosh, where's my hearing aids? I almost went into a panic because, you know, they cost, one hearing aid is not cheap by any means. And both, you know, both together you could have a car, mine anyway, because I get the best of the best because you know me. Right, Clint?
Huh? I had to work it in it once. We were talking about it before we went on. I tried. Thank you for being so sweet. Let me do that. Absolutely. You didn't even throw or throat punch me. That was very sweet.
No.
Let me do it. Because she's never heard that.
So somebody who's interested right now and, okay, I at least want to get my hearing checked. How does it work?
So give us a call. We have two locations in town, one in Hickson on Highway 153, not far from Walmart and Target. We have one on Lee Highway, mm-hmm. and you make an appointment. We'll gather your insurance information over the phone. We work with about 75 different insurance companies and hearing programs. So we will gather that insurance information. If you have benefits for hearing health care, we are a network with a lot of them. Not every single one, but a lot of them. So we'll get that information. We'll bring you in for your appointment. Our sound booth is state-of-the-art, big, roomy, you know, not something that would be claustrophobic for people. And we'll get your hearing tested. And then our audiologist talks about the results with you. Look at all the different options and recommendations that the audiologist might have. Look at your budget and your needs, your personal situation, and go from there.
That is exactly how it worked. And I did not realize the amount of study that is required for you guys and girls to be such experts in your field. And then you see on TV and you see everywhere in Amazons and all this, you know, these are fantastic hearing aids for $850. You're not going to get fantastic hearing aids for that. And I did buy a pair, like all of us. Mm-hmm. And it's just like Clint talked about with his dad. Yeah, it increased your voice, but it increased the background noise. And so it's very, very frustrating. That lasted about 3 days.
Right.
And you get what you pay for.
We tell people hearing aids are medical devices. You would probably mm-hmm. not go get your pacemaker at a big box store. So
there you go.
You know, hearing aids are a medical device, and they work best when you've got the expertise of a doctor mm-hmm. of audiology helping you along that path.
Yep. And Nutrition World is built on the same philosophy. I only have people who are very well skilled, and they also have passion, and they have as much study as you can. We don't have quite the certification programs for nutrition people as we do for your industry, but this world is full of so many who are not truly competent that we have to search those people out. So thank you for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having a lot of other words of wisdom and empowerment of health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. One of those is one of your podcasts that I absolutely love, called 18 to 80, because it has snippets, it has short runs of myself and other people that you trust that can give information to empower, in some ways, just decision-making that's different. Doesn't have to always cost money. And the last one that we did right before the sleep one was with Matt Davis and Josh. And we talked about the hacking our system in order to be the best that we can be. So I encourage you, 18 to 80, tell people about this crazy 24-hour podcast that you have coming up.
And I will, real quick, I want to encourage people to go listen to the most recent 18 to 80 with you about sleep. It's a really good one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I've got this. It's called the Nuga Pod Podathon. The Nuga Podathon. Let me start that over in English. The Nuga Podathon 25. And it's basically 24 hours of podcasting for a cause. I got the idea from the Jerry Lewis Telethon that I grew up watching. I've got close to 30 guests scheduled over 24 hours, 4 a.m. Friday, March 28th. To 4 a.m. Saturday, March 29th. We're raising money for the YMCA YCAP. I've been lucky. We were going to try to raise $10,000. As of right now, 3 weeks out, we've already raised four. I got 3 text messages today from people like, hey, I'd love to be a guest. And they're not expecting anything. They just want to come on and be part of it. So we've got people from the mayor to police officers and fire department, to podcasters from California, to CrossFit competitors, business owners, attorneys, radio personalities, you name it. And it's going to be something. Going to be something. I have a feeling it's going to go really good to about 6 o'clock at night, and I'm going to get hangry. And then I got people enough to come and help out.
I hope you have a system of regular food intake, caffeine intake, nicotine intake, whatever it takes.
Ooh, it's going to be something. Now.
Well, I get up at 2:52 every morning, and I will be tuning in at 2:54 because I have to hear an exhausted Clint Powell.
Oh, yeah. So you do get up that early on Saturday mornings, too?
Oh, it's Saturday morning. Yeah, I get up at 3:34.
I'll be right at the end.
Yes.
You'll catch me going, there's 30 minutes left, everybody.
Somebody. You sound like Biden.
Oh wow. Way to go. Me.
Yeah.
That's a flashback for a year ago. Thank you. But no, I appreciate you letting me do that. Facebook page is the Nuga Podathon 25, Clint Powell. If you want to donate, go ahead and donate. We do have room. We've got four great sponsors. I'm looking for corporate sponsors. To be transparent, I'd love to have $5,000 or more raised going into it.
Yes.
And so I'm only like a thousand off that. So okay. If there's another corporate sponsor out there that wants to jump on board, let me know. But there you go. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Exciting. I'll be on it. Luckily, I got the 8 a.m. slot for
you're
one
stuck
hour.
In. Hey, listen, you're right before the former Chattanooga police chief or afterwards, David Roddy. You got Jeff Stiles coming on. So you're up there. Buddy Curry, former NFL All-Pro linebacker. So you're
sweet.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you know, Nutrition World is devoted to quality, and this is one of the things that always convinced me to always keep my game in check. They just did recent tests, and if we talk about some of these anti-aging products called nicotinamide riboside, that is a very popular NAD product, and they tested 39 products that were sold on Amazon, and 29 out of 39 did not get close to meeting the accuracy of the dosage. That's terrible. Well, Amazon does a poor job of policing. Amazon will let they're starting to do better, but they'll, if you started a business in your bathroom, building, making bottles and putting pills together and said, I want to sell this on Amazon, they really don't check people out. Now, does Nutrition World check people out from top to bottom? We only deal with the most professional companies that send us certificates of analysis, fully checked. Every now and then we have one that's caught where they're like, instead of 100 milligrams, there's 97 milligrams. Well, that's true of even in the drug industry, but you never have to worry with the Nutrition World. We are on our game.
Yeah, I love and that's one of the reasons I'm comfortable sending people to use, because I know you've researched it. Right, real quick, I need to say thank you to Sean. He's letting me use this studio that day, too. Yeah,
yes.
Whitfield Media Studios. So.
No, that's big. Yeah. That is big. Real quick, I talk about vitamin K2 off and on for many years. I did a podcast with a physician out of Canada that was on The Holistic Navigator. If you Google that with the word vitamin K, you'll understand why we have to have vitamin K. It creates less plaque in the arteries. It makes the bones stronger. It delivers vitamin D. But now have been reported, which we already knew, but the literature is so big that sometimes it gets lost, is that osteoarthritis, a large part of that, that's creating bone spur formations. A lot of people have bone spurs, maybe due to a lacking of vitamin K2. See, insufficient vitamin K impairs protein activation, which allows calcification. Well, you know, overcalcification is horrible. That's why we get a lot of these things on our bones and our spurs and different points in our joints that cause us grief that won't go away, and especially on the feet, you know, especially on the feet. So increasing vitamin K through healthy foods, supplements, and lifestyle is a way to preserve your joints. Again, preserving. That doesn't mean you wait till you're 62 and like, I can barely walk, Ed Jones, what supplement should I take? Well, there's never too late, but you know, let's start this thing early. Another herb that is always in the news, always studied, probably more extensively now than any other herb, is curcumin. That is the active compound of turmeric. We do know, again, how wonderful it is for even antidepressant. I'm getting, like Dr. Kurt Deering, who's on here every 3 weeks, I am a huge fan of recommending it, because across the board, most people will feel some positive effects because a lot of people are depressed, and curcumin is a good, modest antidepressant. But here's a study that talked about it significantly reduces exercise-induced inflammation and leads to faster recovery time. It was a 2024 study that was done done very well to show that people who work out, exercise. I don't know about you now. I tend to not have muscle soreness any longer. I don't know if it's just because the muscle's been worked for so long. Do you get muscle soreness?
I get it every now and then when I do. I get in the habit of doing the same exercises. When I do different ones, from a different perspective, then, I do a little bit.
Yes.
Just make sure.
Lastly, almost, do drug company payments influence your doctor's decision? I did not realize how much money is still being spent to kind of put doctors into the platform of recommending drugs. $8 billion in such payments were done. This is done through the Physicians Payment Sunshine Act, which requires disclosure. And that disclosure is using money to pay for consulting, speaking, and even royalties, which has to influence their decision.
By the way, I gave you the wrong you another minute left or so after this. So that's my fault. But yeah, so I love the stuff like that, because when we find out where the money's going and where it's coming from, then all of a sudden we can re-engineer, like, okay, well, let's double check what we're reading, let's double check what we're watching, let's make sure what we're getting as information is true.
Yes, it's not being swayed by follow the money trail.
Yeah, well, and it can be go both ways, right? Sometimes the outcomes are honest and legit. Yes. Sometimes they're not. But I just don't think sometimes we even act like we care, and that's a big deal.
It's
a big deal. Yeah, it's very big. Yeah.
You know, we have two contests coming up. Not, we'll say contests. One is the grip strength contest.
Yeah.
That I'm actually going to do a Instagram next week. And that is something you started because you brought this little gripper tester machine in. Very intrigued by that because I've done a podcast on the fact that grip strength is aligned with a weakening of grip strength, aligned with quicker mortality, more death, that means, and a stronger is with more lengthy quality time of life. It's one of the most consistent gauges for how you will go in the next 10 years. Mm. Well, you brought this machine in. I am very challenged by it. I am not as strong as I want to be. I don't know how much I've lost this, let's say, since 40, because we didn't have these little machines.
That's right.
But we do have a contest. If you can beat Scott at Nutrition World, you will get a free container of creatine.
And you better bring it.
And you better bring your best game in, because he is one strong little bull.
Yeah, he's 150-something.
And on me, if you're over 50 and you beat my score, which is 115, then you get the same creatine. And you just have to do a video for us to say, hey, I did it. Or let us watch you do it, and we can video that. But it's pretty cool. And it gives you some incentive to train for it, too, because I'm certainly, like you said, you're training 2 or 3 days a week to do grippers. And hand strength is very important, not just for the impression.
I'm doing pinch grips, too. I'm holding
pinch grips. Okay.
So there's a video out there of Brian Shaw, the strongest man in the world. He takes a 45-pound iron plate, turns it on with the flat side on the ground. It's got that little raised area right in the middle of the bar.
You show
and he'll pick it up.
I love that.
It's unbelievable. He just picks it up like it's nothing. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't ever do that. But why not, you know, practice stuff, right?
Yeah, and the fact of life is, if you don't really work hard as we get past 50, you will weaken in almost every area. I don't care if it's the area. I don't know about trying to make hearing loss better by trying to practice hearing better, but almost everything else you have to do something for.
Right.
For hearing loss, you just go to Johnson Audiology.
Oh, way to time in, Ed. Ooh, look at that radio professional right there.
It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having some words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my great co-host Clint Powell and some stoic wisdom today. This was one that came to me just this morning. It was a phone call that seemed like one they'd had 100 times, except something seemed off. It wasn't exactly a blaring alarm or a huge red flag, but George Raveling decided to keep his former player, James Donaldson, on the phone and then drove over to his house to see him. And the next day, George called James back, and the day after, and the day after, and the day after. It turned out that James had called to say goodbye. Financial struggles, personal loss, and overwhelming guilt had pushed the 7'2" former NBA player to the brink. It was a simple act of kindness, of interest, of friendship that saved him. There were no grand speeches or dramatic moments, just the steady presence of someone who cared by calling. And we have a story from Clintus, who was a Stoic, who once stopped a man in Athens who was berating himself. "You're not talking to a bad person," Clintus said, and then walked away. As Seneca reminds us, wherever there's a person, there's an opportunity for kindness. And it's a wonderful thing when we get one exactly when we need it most. As George writes in To Keep Hope Alive, "Sometimes hope is as simple as giving someone a reason to get through the morning. It's quiet persistence, it's small, consistent acts, and it's showing up day after day and saying, 'I'm here for you.'" With George's help, James emerged stronger from the dark chapter and became a mental health advocate, community leader, and author, and sharing his story to help others who felt like they couldn't go on. The same hope and guidance George gave him, James now extends to others. And having been the recipient of little acts of kindness and hope in our own lives, we must do the same. I love the thought of how important small acts of kindness are, because, you know, we rarely get the ability to wave a wand and change a life. But we can certainly uplift somebody with honest listening and maybe a touch on the shoulder, just that look that's not superficial, but actually has a piece of caring to it.
Well, yeah, and we forget this sometimes, how important a touch on the shoulder or a kind word can be. You know, we say it all the time. You never know what the person in the Starbucks line is going through, or the person that just, you know, you cut off or cut you off in the road and now seems to be oblivious to it, so we just get mad and take it personal. But you don't know where they're coming from. You have no idea what they're going to. It's easy to say, but it's hard to practice.
It sure is, because we've all been there where we really wished, we didn't wish someone would, because we're so beat down, sometimes we don't want help. We actually want our demise. But then when that person does give us that little extra special question or comment or compliment,
Or I've found that, at least in my practice, and I learned this from Dr. Green, the fact that his dad, who was a physician, said, there's one thing I always do with every single patient all of my career, and that's when I get through talking to them, that I touch them on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And that, all, that really went deep with me. So I started doing that with not only the people I speak to in on the floor at Nutrition World who are struggling, but also in the office when I'm sitting there. And it does make a difference.
It's really odd when you try to do it here in the radios with me, because I'm like, hey, stop touching me. That's weird. But yes, I agree with you. There's a Bible verse, I can't remember, I think it's in Corinthians, that says, because we've been comforted going through, because everybody has pain. Pain is universal. Everybody's pain is individual. Even if you and I have been through the same pain of a divorce or a death, my pain around the same thing is going to be different than your pain. We're just, we're individuals, right? Just like fingerprints, so is our pain. It's all different. We all have them. But once you've had it, then you can comfort others. And you know how this goes. How yours could be a hand on the shoulder, someone else's could be a kind word. Sometimes an act of kindness is simply not giving somebody, air quote, what they deserve. Mm-hmm. An act of grace and mercy sometimes, and us biting our tongue or not lashing out when someone actually is wrong, and us going, oh, and just walking off and smiling. Down the road, if that's a good person, they realize that, man, I was a jerk.
Yes.
I should. And that's an act of kindness. Mm-hmm. A lot of times not giving somebody what they did, at least in my world. I love grace and mercy because I use that thing all the time. So I need it constantly.
My dad, I remember I was about between 6 and 8 years old, and I think we were in Atlanta, Georgia. I was with him in a car, and this car had ran past him at a very high rate of speed. And of course, being only about 7, asking questions, Daddy, why is that car going so fast? And he said, you know, son, I really don't know, but he might have a medical emergency, like his wife may be pregnant and may be ready to have a baby.
Yeah.
All my life, I have said this to other people and to myself, daggummit, why is that car?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they're on the way to the hospital.
Maybe. Or they're jerks.
But that doesn't give us
default to the kinder if possible.
They always take the higher road if you can.
Yes.
Always take the higher road. And that's not always easy. But especially, the one weakness I have is road rage. It just is. So I have to really pull it back when I get that,
A lot of people have road rage. It's amazing what happens. I get road rage behind people that walk too slow in the self-checkout lines. Are you kidding me? You got a month's worth of groceries for 15 items or less lines. I want to throat punch you at that moment. I want no grace and mercy there. Uh-huh. This stoic stuff goes out the window, and I'm just trying to get bananas.
And then they're going to dig in their pocketbook for their checkbook, too. They don't have a credit card.
Hey, and every item's got to be item. How much are the grapes? This set $1.40, and it's $1.42. Hey, dude, you and I are about to move furniture. You might want to move along. Homeboy, let's wrap this one up. Can you take it over there to where people paid? I'm trying to get through with my banana and hemorrhoid cream, for the love of goodness. Good gosh. Well, I'll hear about that one, won't I?
Oh, yeah.
That Scott. Shout out to Scott. Here's your little ammo, buddy.
And then they pull all their coupons out, too.
Okay, I'm getting road rage sitting here. You're going to have to touch my shoulder in a minute.
Your heart rate. Check your monitor. Whoop and see if your heart rate is
going to lay down and wait for the Undertaker.
All right. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.